This is Colonel Britton. Tonight, I have the honor of introducing to the V Army of Europe one of the key men of this world war. The man who, for many months, was the link between the Allied powers of the West and the East, Sir Stafford Cripps. Today, Sir Stafford Cripps is in the British War Cabinet. I've asked him to talk to you about the great trial of strength which is now almost upon us. Now, here is Sir Stafford Cripps.
In the war of liberation, which is proceeding today the world over, there are great forces arrayed on the two sides. The one, which seeks domination, power, and control over the peoples of the entire globe, and the other, which is trying to establish the simple but basic conception that all nationalities are equal and that they all have the right to determine how they shall live. On the one side is the idea of slave people and a chosen race that will make all others work for its benefit by every means of cruelty and starvation. On the other is a conception of free people cooperating together for the good of all. I have spent over a year and a half in Russia, and during the latter part of my stay, I was able to witness the self-sacrificing heroism with which the workers of that enormous country were giving their lives and their labor because they had determined to keep their country free and to help to free the oppressed peoples of other countries. Their effort is the stronger because they know that the world will be a better and a happier place if they and their allies win the war. We in this country and our allies in America are doing our utmost to help the Russians to victory because we are convinced that they're fighting for what is good against what is evil. We have sent them large quantities of materials and of war supplies of all kinds. We've helped them, too, by drawing off large German forces which otherwise might have been used against them. We are true allies with them. And against us and all we are fighting for are the forces of the Nazi regime, with its great resources in manpower and in industrial production. Those resources in manpower have now been increased by the recruitment of hundreds of thousands of unwilling workers from the occupied territories who are being forced to work against their own freedom and against the interests of their families, who are left to suffer every privation in the conquered territories. Today, the need of arms and every kind of manufactured equipment is pressingly urgent in Germany. The Nazis still hope, with the help of the workers, to enslave the rest of the workers of the world. But they are opposed by two forces: the free workers of England, America, and Russia, and the fettered workers of the conquered territories, who are being used to forge still tighter their own fetters. The free workers will fight with all their strength, as they are doing now, and they seek the help of their comrades in Germany to end this struggle and to restore freedom to the whole of Europe. The fettered workers, too, can play their part in this struggle for liberty. Less spectacular, perhaps, but nonetheless of the greatest value. With the urgency of need for supplies in Germany, the strength of these workers grows each day. They it is who must keep the wheels of industry turning. And all of us know how a small defect may stop a great machine. What great opportunities for ingenuity in devising the way to slow down or stop production for an hour, a day, or a month. What an opportunity for courage and for help to the cause of right and justice in putting that scheme, whatever it may be, into operation. In the sorrow and tragedy of your fetters, you may free your spirit and your heart by skill and boldness in your work. You may feel yourself one of a great band of unknown warrior workers fighting in the only way that now you can for the freedom of your people. Whether you are German, Czech, French, Dutch, Belgian, or of any other nationality, each one a member of that countless army of comrades, one with the British, American, and Russian workers, who are so eagerly awaiting your help to finish once and for all the agony of your suffering and to secure the safety of their own lands and people. Strike now. Strike silently, swiftly, and again repeat the blows, small or great. And know in your hearts that we stand by you, cheering you on and strengthened by your courage.
Thank you, sir. And I'd like to repeat Sir Stafford Cripps's words. Strike now. Strike silently, swiftly, and again, repeat the blows, small or great, and know in your hearts that we stand by you, cheering you on and strengthened by your courage. And good luck to the V Army.